This is a production of Cornell University.
Welcome back to the Shortcut Early Bird Podcast, presented in partnership with the New York State Turfgrass Association. You can find them online at www.nysta.org. We'd also like to thank the Adirondack, Long Island, and Finger Lakes Regional Golf Course Superintendent Associations for their continued support of the Shortcut newsletter. This week, Dr. Rossi and I discussed the latest weather patterns and the various growth habits we've been observing in our travels over the last couple days. All right, welcome back to another episode of the Shortcut Early Bird Podcast. Today is May 19th. Here again with Dr. Frank Rossi. Frank, as always, let's start with the weather.
Well, Carl, in yakking with Art, I would think the first thing that I was shocked about, and you know I interrupted him right away, it was so warm the last few days, right, before the call on Thursday, that I figured he was going to start by saying, wow, look at how above normal it was. But because everybody knows the big temperature change we had, you know, from 40s to 90s, when you have that kind of temperature change, you don't expect it to be only 2 degrees below. It was actually turned out 2 degrees below normal. So that seemed to be, as he would say, a little bit of calm before the storm, that we're close to normal now, but it looks like over the next week it's going to be normal temperatures between 70 and 80, you know, which, depending on your situation, could be fairly warm and wet. Looks like storms are coming through, storms that are moving through the Midwest. So these variable temperatures that we're seeing and weather conditions that we're seeing are creating really interesting differences in vegetative growth of the turf, and we talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, and we've been traveling in on the Long Island area of New York and observing all these different growths of different grasses. Maybe you could talk a little bit about
that. Yeah, we have seen this in a lot of different situations, and it's been very prevalent in sodded situations where they're buying sod that they think and they ask for bluegrass, and they expect it to be and behave all the same way, and in many cases it does, but in some cases there doesn't seem to be a reasonable explanation for why these grasses are growing differently. Now, one of the things we know for sure is Kentucky bluegrasses that we use for sod are some of the highest quality varieties available. In fact, varieties that are barely available to the not available to the consumer and barely available to the landscape or golf professional, right? Mostly available to the sod growers who buy in such volume, right? Who can buy in such volume. So species are more limited, varieties are more limited. Of course, the demand for sod's gone up, so larger fields are planted at a time, and anyone will tell you that across a field, you're going to get natural variability, right? And so there could be some explanations for why this is happening, or it might just be the weather conditions are forcing these things to be different. Who knows? But for now, there's some very noticeable differences that many turf professionals, particularly in the southeastern New York area, the metro New York area, where they're using a lot of sod, are reporting these changes in vegetative growth. But we also saw big changes in reproductive growth.
Right. So we're in that phase now, especially in New York, where these plants are moving from vegetative to reproductive, and we're seeing all that flowering.
Yeah. And so I think we were just saying that I saw Kentucky bluegrass, annual bluegrass, roughstock bluegrass, blue fescue, perennial ryegrass, orchard grass, all beginning to flower right now. So if you're like me and you can maybe hear my drip, you have pollen issues, you're having it pretty bad in the Northeast right now. And so that's going to make things very uncomfortable for people with watery eyes. But for us, what it means is when that tiller produces that flower and shifts from vegetative growth to reproductive growth, that tiller then that's the terminal act. So as soon as that flower is mowed off, that plant, or ripens, that plant, that tiller that the flowering stalk is produced on, dies. So it's not uncommon after this flowering period, in a few weeks, especially if we wind up getting a little bit dry, when you see more yellowing, a lot more senescing leaves in the canopy. And also with ryegrass, it's a very strong flowering stalk. When it gets dry, ryegrass turf tends to look very stemmy. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to see the spring shape up like a normal spring in the cool season grass world, and drawing attention to things because the grass is growing pretty good, right? Yes. So what did anybody say to us this week? If you don't have good grass at this time of year, maybe it's time to find another line of work. So grass is growing well. Notice this flowering because some declining turf may be on the other side. So that's a good message to leave them with for today.
Yeah, well, and we'll certainly report back next week, and we may see some of that declining turf. With that, I think that concludes this week's episode of the Shortcut Early Bird Podcast. We'd encourage everybody, if you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher, to leave a comment and give us some feedback. We'd really like some feedback from the individuals who listen to this podcast. Thank you for joining us on another episode of the Shortcut Early Bird Podcast. We'll see you next week.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.